David Crowe is the chief political correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and our regular commentator. David, hello.
Morning, Patricia.
You heard Richard Marles there.
Yeah.
Has the scale of this escalation by China taken Australia by surprise?
I don't think it's taken Australia by surprise because the comments in recent days pretty much indicated that there was an expectation that, China may prolong this. It was going to be a longer exercise than just 4 days. And that's something that the Chinese PLA confirmed on Monday by talking about continued military drills, including, you know, quite disturbing operations like simulated air-to-ship attacks. And so there are they are continuing an interference with Taiwan, interference with trade, something that looked like a quasi-blockade in recent days. But there were comments from the US saying that they expect that to continue, and that's exactly what's happened because this is the worst crisis since the 90s, and it's on a scale that is much more significant than just a four-day exercise. I found some Wendy Sherman's comments, the Deputy Secretary of State, very interesting last night because she reiterated that the US does not see Taiwan as an independent country, but of course does not want any unilateral change to the status quo. And we've seen, as your questions there indicated, some gaps emerging here because Peter Dutton described Taiwan as an independent country in his remarks yesterday, as well as supporting clearly the visit by Nancy Pelosi, which is something the Australian government has not done. It has not supported it or criticised that visit. So we are seeing a gap opening there.
We really are. Richard Marles says the submarines Australia buys to fill the capability gap could be built overseas, that he wants to keep an open mind on that. That's as much as he's saying on this. Is that significant?
It is significant because he was talking there in your interview about the 2040s. He needs to bring that forward. They're going to look at every way possible to bring that forward. I don't think people should get too carried away with the idea of buying them off the shelf from the states. There is no way to do that. The backlog of orders in the United States is $40 billion. They cannot build enough of these nuclear submarines themselves quickly enough right now. So we can't simply put in an order. We are going to have to build up the industrial base in South Australia, which is what Richard Marles just said. There's no way to do this program without building up that local manufacturing. What the interim measure may be is certainly in play right now because they want something in the 2030s, not in the 2040s. Richard Marles thinks that the Collins class can be extended and that's going to be a reasonable platform, but he needs something earlier than 2040, whether that is leasing submarines from the United States or doing some kind of arrangement where we get some earlier while we build up the South Australian capacity. They're live options, and unfortunately, we just have to wait for the working group that's looking into this and the defence review that he's commissioned that'll issue findings March next year.
Just finally, the federal government has put in its submission on a pay increase for aged care workers to the Fair Work Commission. It hasn't said how much wages should go up by, but they have certainly said it should be significant. They make that quite clear in the submission. Are they worried about sort of backing in that figure that the unions put forward, the 25% increase?
Well, it's like, they're not being specific, they're being cautious. However, I don't think there's any doubt about what they're going to have to fund here. Whatever the Fair Work Commission decides, the federal government will have to fund. In the election campaign, they said they supported an increase in salaries for aged care workers. I think that's also interesting because it's got knock-on consequences. We have other workers in other service industries, a lot of them women, and they're going to be in similar situations. And so this debate is, I think, going to broaden beyond aged care. The government's made that commitment during the election campaign. What it's really done now is acted on that commitment, but also confirmed it will fund it, as I think everybody knew that it would have to. But I think putting a specific number on it is difficult at this point. It's going to have to wait for Fair Work Commission to decide. Also, numbers on this would have to then be put into that October 25 budget too.
That's right. David, thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.